Good evening, and welcome to the second show of Season 7 of Shh Productions Vintage Radio Hour, sponsored by our friends at Dutch Creek Winery. Our COVID-inspired project now encompasses almost 150 fantastic performers and technicians, ages 10 to 83, from 21 states, Canada, and the UK, and seeks to transport our wonderful audiences back to the golden days of radio. Our gifted storytellers will ignite your imaginations by bringing you a collection of three shows filled with laughs, suspense, fear, and maybe a little holiday spirit. The upcoming show, taken from the popular series of the same title and originally airing in 1953, features Phil Wells, Heather Caldwell, Nick Martin, Josie Clark, Patty Winbush, and Tony Roseborough, all from Ohio, as well as Vinnie Mason from Virginia and Jackie Myers from Tennessee. Our story is a lovely blend of Christmas Vacation and a Charlie Brown Christmas, and shows that the commercialization of Christmas rubbed people the wrong way even back in the 50s. Well, this story, with a little assist from Mother Nature and some industrious kids, helps put things in perspective. Now, is your driveway shoveled? Your fire roaring in the fireplace? Are your feet up and toasty? Well, good. Now, shh.
Well, the town of Springfield is lovely to behold this Christmas Eve. About noon today, the first snowflakes began to fall, and soon the air was filled with a whirling Christmas. Came down heavily all afternoon. Now every lawn and park are white, every roof and chimney top. And out on Maple Street this frosty Christmas Eve, every house seems to have its windows brightly aglow. Every house, that is, except the Andersons. They're not home. You see, they're... Well, let's go back to 10 o'clock this morning. Margaret was wrapping packages on the dining room table, and Jim was helping her like this.
Hold your finger on this, will you, dear?
Mm-hmm.
There we are. That knot should hold, don't you think?
Honey, are you planning to send me along with the package?
Why? What's the matter?
You tied my thumb in there.
I'm sorry. There. Now, I wonder if there's anyone I've forgotten.
Well, from the number of packages scattered around here, you couldn't have forgotten anyone. Not in Springfield, anyway.
Oh, there's not so many there. It just looks like a lot.
I can't figure it out.
Hmm.
We don't know that many people.
All right, now look. This one goes to the Kirbys.
Mm-hmm.
You remember last year they gave us that lovely salad bowl, and we only sent them a card.
Mm-hmm.
This one is for the Morrises. I feel we certainly owe them a gift.
But honey.
Now wait. You asked a question, and I'm answering you.
All right.
This package goes to the Rodneys. I didn't send them a thing last year, and the year before that, they gave us that huge box of pears.
I know, but,
This box is for the Carters, and then there's the Blakes, and the Rogers, and the Milbanks, and the Duplains, and the Newmans, and the Lewises. They all gave us something last Christmas. You see, I keep a record of these things, dear. I have it all written down.
Well, that's fine. I'm not objecting to the idea of remembering our friends at Christmas.
Well, you wondered why all the packages.
Well, it just seems that suddenly Christmas has lost something. It used to be so much simpler. The spirit of Christmas had a different meaning.
Well, I know, dear. But when people have given to us...
That's it, honey. It's become a matter of bookkeeping. Christmas used to be a quiet and beautifully religious holiday, a time for the children, a time for bringing happiness to others. What has it become? A mad scramble to buy a lot of things you can't afford to give to people who don't need them.
Now, dear.
Why can't we have Christmas the way it used to be? Quiet and simple, with the real Christmas spirit, when you gathered your family and friends around the fire and the children hung up the stockings, and the church bells on Christmas Eve, and the carolers singing. That's the way Christmas should be.
I know, dear, but...
Mother!
What? Oh, I'm in the dining room, Betty.
I'm going to wash my hair now, Mother. So if Janie calls, will you take a message?
What message?
Well, it's very important. You see, Janie knows simply dozens of girls who work at Burton's department store, and they're going to call her the second Ralph comes into the store, and then Janie's going to call me.
Princess, if you'll forgive my unseemly curiosity, what is the purpose of this elaborate spy system?
Why, to find out what Ralph's going to give me for Christmas, naturally.
Oh, naturally.
But dear, a Christmas present is supposed to be a surprise.
Of course, Mother, but how can I be surprised if I don't know what kind of gold locket that's heart-shaped with my initials on it he's going to buy me?
Wait a minute. How's that again?
I'll be upstairs, Mother. If Janie calls, you needn't call me to the phone unless the locket is a wristwatch.
Well, now, if that doesn't...
Now, don't let it upset you. She's just a normal teenage girl.
But, honey, the whole idea of Christmas... It's too...
Dad? Mom?
Oh, dear.
We're in the dining room, bud.
Hey, tonight's Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And you'd better go down in the basement and bring up the decorations for the tree.
We haven't got a tree yet. Besides, I haven't got time right now. Joe and I gotta get some stuff together. We're going out with Christmas carols.
Christmas carols? You?
Oh, now, don't question him, Margaret. Thank heaven there's one person in the family who has the true Christmas spirit. Allow me to congratulate you, son. You have the right idea. There's nothing finer on Christmas Eve than to go around singing carols.
Oh, we're not gonna sing them, Dad.
What are you gonna do with them?
Well, we got a deal with Gus down at the used car lot. He has a sound truck. You know, with the big horns on top and a record player inside?
Oh, no.
Now wait, this is a cool idea. Gus is gonna drive around, he's gonna drive the sound truck all over town this afternoon, and Joe and I, we're gonna be inside playing the Christmas Carol records.
But...
Well, I'm not really gonna play the records, Joe's gonna do that, and I'm gonna read the commercials.
commercials?
Sure. For Gus McCarthy's used car lot. Joe plays a carol, and then I read a commercial. I got some cool ideas. How do you like this one? It starts out, "Rest ye merry gentlemen in a 1936 two-door sedan with white sidewall tires."
Oh, my.
But maybe you'd better...
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a 1940 club coupe with overdrive and new seat covers.
Look, but...
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus in a 1948 convertible with radio and heater. How do you like those? Pretty good, huh, Dad?
Pretty good? But have you lost your mind? This is Christmas.
And your father's right, Bud. That's carrying it entirely too far.
But if I don't work on the truck this afternoon, I won't get to ride it in the parade tonight.
Parade? On Christmas Eve?
Sure. The big Santa Claus parade. They're gonna have floats and bands and cowboys, all kinds of stuff.
What? No skyrockets? Well, now I've heard everything. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men, introduced with a brass band.
Daddy?
What is it, kitten?
When are we gonna get our tree?
Oh, you'd better go down and get one, dear. They'll be all gone.
Now, I could have gotten one wholesale from Gus's used car lot. He sells Christmas trees, too.
Can we have a purple tree this year, Daddy?
A purple tree?
They're selling them on the vacant lot next to the pool hall. Red, yellow, pink, orange, blue, purple. You can get any color you want, except green.
You're talking about the tree. I vote for the pink one.
What's wrong with green?
Nothing. Except it just looks like a tree.
What's a tree supposed to look like?
Daddy, can we get one of those neon lights?
Oh, for Pete's sakes, neon lights. Purple Christmas trees, brass bands. What has happened to you kids? Have you forgotten the meaning of Christmas? Have you forgotten everything you learned in Sunday school?
No, Father. It's just things are different now than when you were a boy. This is 1953.
Different? Nothing. You can change everything, but not Christmas. Am I right, Margaret?
You have the floor, dear.
All right, the whole trouble is that Christmas has turned into another super colossal all-color production. Well, it's all wrong. And as far as this family is concerned, we're putting a stop to it. This year, we're going to celebrate Christmas as it should be celebrated, simply and naturally, without all the hoop-de-doo and fall-de-rall. This is going to be a real Christmas.
I don't understand what you mean, Father.
Well, to begin with, we're not gonna buy one of those painted trees. We're gonna get in the car and drive up to Pine Mountain and cut our own tree.
Oh boy, can we, Daddy?
You don't really mean that.
Certainly I do. You kids gather up some warm clothes, but get the saw out of the garage.
But Father, it's at least 50 miles up there.
You can buy a tree for a couple of bucks, Dad.
Now that's what I'm talking about. All you kids can think of is bye, bye, bye. This is a Christmas you've never experienced. Going out into the woods and cutting your own Christmas tree.
The weather forecast said snow today.
Oh, we'll be up there and back in 3 or 4 hours. It's not gonna snow that much. Besides, I've got chains. Now get your coats.
I'm getting mine. I'm ready, I'm ready.
Oh, this sounds like a real peachy Christmas.
It will be, Princess. You'll see.
Dear, I have all those packages to deliver to the Rogers and the Newmans and...
Well, throw them in the car, honey. We'll deliver them on the way back.
You're sure this is a good idea?
Am I sure? Margaret, believe me, this is going to be a Christmas none of us will ever forget. Oh, another mile or two, maybe.
Father, it's starting to snow again.
Oh, is that snow coming down?
It isn't cornflakes.
Well, it's just a little flurry. Nothing to worry about. Come on, cheer up, everybody. It's almost Christmas Eve.
What is there to cheer up about?
Joe's probably out on the sound truck playing Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly and selling cars like crazy.
Bud, we're not talking about that, remember?
Okay.
Now, if you kids think you have a hard life, look at that little grocery store back off the road there. Miles from everything. How would you like to live there?
Well, I wouldn't, that's all. I just wouldn't.
Well, what if you had to?
Well, I wouldn't.
But what if you had to?
I said I wouldn't.
Yeah, but what if you had to?
Father, tell Bud to stop it.
Bud, stop it.
We're almost there, Daddy.
Oh, it won't be long, kitten. Look at that snow drifting down. Isn't it beautiful? We're going to have a white Christmas.
It's lovely, dear. But do you think we should try to go any further?
Oh, it's just around the next bend.
Why we had to drive clear up here in the wilderness to get a Christmas tree, I...
You'll understand, Princess. When we're back home this evening, when the fragrance of the tree fills the whole house...
What happened, Daddy?
Nothing. Snow's a little deep. Deeper here.
Father, we're not moving.
Are we stuck, Dad?
No, we're not stuck.
Why aren't we moving?
Dear, we can't go any farther. It's snowing so hard now, you can't even see ahead. Can you turn around?
I won't try to turn around. The only thing we can do is back up.
We're not moving.
What's the matter, Dad?
I'm afraid we're stuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jim, we can't be.
Now there's nothing to get excited about. We'll get out of here somehow. Take the wheel, Margaret. Bud and I'll get out and push. Come on, Bud.
I can't even see.
What do you want me to do, Jim?
Put it in reverse.
I can't hear you.
The snow is getting deep, Dad.
It's no use. We can't move it. Shut off the motor, Margaret.
So what do we do now, dear?
Well, we'll have to leave the car and walk back.
Walk back?
Yeah, well, come on. Everybody out. Take the keys, Margaret.
All right. Button up your coat, Kathy. Betty, bring those two blankets.
We can't walk all the way back in the snow.
I know that. We're gonna go back to that little grocery store we passed. It's only about a quarter of a mile. Close the car doors. I'll carry Kathy. Now, all stay together.
We better hurry. It's getting dark.
Daddy?
Yeah?
It's almost Christmas Eve.
Yes, almost.
I got snow in my shoes, snow down my neck.
Can you see where we're going, Jim?
Yeah, I can see.
Marooned on top of a mountain in a blizzard.
All right, stop complaining. It could be worse.
Yeah, we could have come up here in our bathing suits.
I don't know why we had to come up here.
Yeah, what was the idea?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm freezing, my friends. This is that warm, beautiful event known as Simple Old Fashioned Christmas.
This evening's broadcast of Shh Productions Vintage Radio Hour is brought to you in part by Dutch Creek Winery, located in the beautiful countryside of Athens, Ohio, a quick drive from uptown Athens and the rest of the Hocking Hills area. Visit their tasting room located in the scenic hills of southeastern Ohio and stop in to enjoy their unique and amazing small batch wines, ciders, and meads, as well as local craft beers and other treats. Spend an afternoon or evening relaxing in their tasting room, on the enclosed patio overlooking the scenery, or in the dog-friendly picnic grove. No reservations required. Enjoy your wine selection expertly paired with a house-made pizza or a charcuterie board. And don't forget, Sunday mornings at Dutch Creek Winery mean waffle boards and cider mimosas. Visit them at 12157 State Route 690, just 8 miles outside Athens, Ohio, or on the web at dutchcreekwinery.com, Facebook, or Instagram for more information on seasonal events and current offerings. Remember to ask for their wines at your favorite local retailer, and they also ship. And now, back to our feature presentation. Well, as I said earlier, the white frame house on Maple Street is dark this Christmas Eve. About noon today, Jim Anderson revolted against his family's attitude toward the Yuletide and decided that this year they should discover the joys of a simple, old-fashioned Christmas. Nice thought? Yes. How is it working out? Terrible. They drove up to Pine Mountain to cut their own tree and ended up in a snowbank. Now, with the car abandoned, Jim and the family groped their way through the blizzard toward an isolated roadside store like this.
I think my nose is frozen.
How much farther is it, Daddy?
Well, it must be right ahead of us. If it weren't snowing so hard, we could probably see it.
Oh, there it is, Dad. See the light?
Yeah, yeah.
There's the store, Mommy.
Oh, well, thank heavens.
Oh, that looks real pretty for Christmas. Christmas Eve, doesn't it? Holly wreath in the window.
All I'm interested in right now is getting back to Springfield. I'm supposed to be at least 3 parties tonight.
If we get back in time, I can still ride in the parade with Joe on the sound truck.
All those gifts are still in the car, Jim. We'll have to get them out somehow. They have to be delivered tonight.
Oh, all right, one thing at a time. Let's get in here and thaw out first. Oh, that feels good.
Yeah. Oh boy, nice and warm.
Daddy, look at that. They've got a fire in a barrel.
That's not a barrel, kitten. That's an old-fashioned pot-bellied stove.
Oh, this looks like the kind of store my father used to talk about.
Yeah.
Look at the stuff hanging from the ceiling. Lanterns and snowshoes, all kinds of junk.
Well, by golly, it smells just like the old general store back in my hometown.
Who runs the place?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Lum and Abner. Hello? Anybody here?
Be right there in just a minute.
Where's the telephone?
Oh, it's here someplace.
You children had better take your coats off now.
Oh, I was just putting the bacon on the stove. We weren't expecting anyone in tonight. Did you folks get up here?
Well, our car stalled up the road. I wonder if we could use your telephone.
Well, you'd be most welcome to, if we had one.
No telephone?
Well, hello there. Is that your car that's stowed in up the road?
Yeah, that's ours.
We must have passed on the road without seeing each other. I just walked up there to see if you needed help.
Well, that was very thoughtful of you. We were looking for a telephone.
Well, I guess the nearest phone is down at the Harper's place, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah. And you'd never make it down there tonight. Not with the snow coming down like it is.
But how are we going to get back to Springfield?
I'm afraid you're not going to get back tonight, miss. Probably not tomorrow either.
Oh, there goes Christmas and all our plans.
I wouldn't feel too bad about it, miss. It may not be so noticeable, but it's Christmas here too, you know. And since Maggie and me, we're marooned up here, in a manner of speaking. And since you folks are stranded too, why don't we just say we're all stranded together? Or snowbound, as it were.
Well, that's very nice of you, but
Oh, we can't just move in on you.
Well, why not? You look like nice folks, and Tom and me are alone here. I'll put some more plates on the table, and there's plenty of beds upstairs.
Can we do it, please, Mommy, please?
It seems like a dreadful imposition.
It's nothing of the kind. I'm Tom Terrell, and this is my wife, Maggie.
Hmm. Oh, well, how do you do? We're the Andersons. The little one is Kathy, our boy Bud, our daughter Betty, and my wife Margaret.
Hello.
And I'm Jim.
Well, we're happy you're gonna be with us.
Well, thank you.
We hadn't planned much of a Christmas, just the two of us. But now that there's some kids around, by golly, it's beginning to seem like Christmas. Come on, help me light up some more lamps, Bud.
Okay.
I'll tell you what we always did with our youngsters on Christmas. We gave them the run of the store. So help yourselves. Candy, cookies, anything you want.
Oh, gosh, you mean it really?
Go help yourselves.
Oh, man.
Don't get carried away now, steady.
Oh, Mother, look at these adorable old-fashioned teacups.
In a minute, dear.
Look here, Bud, look at this.
Yeah, but look at this.
Listen to him. My golly, it's great to hear youngsters around the place again.
How many children do you have?
Oh, two, a boy and a girl. Oh, but they're both grown up now, gone away. Seems like such a short time we had them with us. Well, would you like to come out in the kitchen with me, Margaret?
Yes, I'll help you put things on.
Jim, if you want to hang up your things, the bedrooms are right up the stairway there.
Oh, good. I'll take these blankets and coats up.
Well, you kids finding anything back there?
Sure, all kinds of stuff.
I found a school book back there. Mr. Trowell, it's the same one I use.
Yeah, it belonged to my daughter. She looked a lot like you when she was your age.
Did you have some kids, Mr. Terrell?
Yes, we have two. Two, Bud.
Where are they, Mr. Terrell?
Well, they've grown up and gone, Kathy.
Aren't you lonesome without your children?
Yes, we are sometimes. I think we miss them most at Christmas time. You kids don't know how much you mean to your folks at Christmas.
We never thought about it.
I guess we always just thought how much Christmas meant to us.
We used to have our tree here by the stove, and Judy and Bill would decorate it and put the candles on it. The tinsel and the stars and the little glass bells. They're on the box back in the corner where the kids pack them away.
Don't you have any Christmas?
No, Kathy, not anymore. There's no one to decorate the tree.
Tom! I need some more wood for the stove.
All right, I'll get it. I'll get it.
What are you crying about, Shrimp?
I just feel sad.
Bud?
Yeah?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Maybe.
We'll climb up on a box and get down those snowshoes. You're going back to the car.
What's wrong with the children, Margaret? They didn't eat.
I don't know. They're plotting something.
They've run me out of the store. Told me to stay back here and lock the door.
Maybe you'd better go out front and see what they're doing, Jim.
Oh, they're all right, honey. Leave them alone.
Well, whatever they're doing, they've been at it for over an hour.
All right, everybody, come on in.
Turn off all the lamps.
Oh, well, for pity's sake, what are they?
Well, let's go in.
Will you look at that?
It's Christmas Eve, remember?
Oh, my, a tree decorated and with candles.
From the Andersons. Merry Christmas, Mr. and Mrs. Terrell.
That don't beat all.
It's beautiful, kids. How did you do it?
Well, Mr. Terrell said they had the decoration, so Bud went up to the car, got the saw and some things. Then he went out and cut the tree.
I helped put on the decorations.
Look what's under the tree.
Where'd those packages come from?
Santa Claus.
You can't open them till Christmas morning.
Margaret, aren't those your packages from the car?
I told them they could do it, dear. They changed the tags.
I guess this is a miracle, Mother. We have a family again, gathered around the Christmas tree.
Just the way it used to be.
Snow coming down outside, candles on the tree, a warm fire in the stove.
Oh, it's lovely. So lovely.
The only thing that's missing is a Christmas carol. Judy, when she was just a little girl, would stand up at the top of the stairs. Oh, and the way she sang, it reminded me of the angels who sang it to the shepherds on that wondrous night. Look at Kathy. Well, where is Kathy?
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Father?
Yes, Princess?
Thank you for our first real Christmas.
This is Phil Wells, a founding member of SH Productions. From all of us in the SH family to all of you, a most sincere wish that the Christmas spirit in its fullest meaning be yours for now and always. Good night.
Thank you to our outstanding performers, our sponsor, Dutch Creek Winery, and to you, our audience, for joining us for our seventh season. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tune back in for the finale of our triple header, the timeless classic, A Christmas Carol. Just wait. You thought other Scrooges were cranky and mean? This one puts all other Scrooges and the Grinch to shame. Our amazing cast will share that episode coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So, tune back in and...